from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
It's the return of Catholic Lost 45s here on episode 103 of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Right now.
Yo, 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 shut that crap off. It's still November, for cripe's sakes.
I should have known.
It's Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Episode 103. And now, the man who can shred pages out of a gather handle and pass it for hamster food, Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Brianis Mika Alis Pagina. We are in the 31st week of Ordinary Time, the 23rd week after Pentecost, and our 103rd episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. That half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. So, what did you do this past Halloween? We did a haunted backyard for the first time. Cast consisted mainly of my wife, both my daughters, my older daughter's boyfriend, a couple of other friends, as well as yours truly. Came out pretty dang good for the first time. I even got to make up some really cool parody lines in between victims. Trick-or-treaters. It went something like this.
Wait in the graveyard. Wait in the graveyard, children. Wait in the graveyard. I'm no trouble to graveyard.
See what happens when you got time in your hands.
We rudely interrupt this program to bring you the following Crystal's Vintage Anywhere public service announcement.
Attention all malls. Attention all malls. Please don't infest your speaker systems with the tackiest of Christmas music. It's not Christmas yet. Please save your Christmas music for Christmas, or sometime reasonably close to it. November is not reasonably close. Let's get past Veterans Day and Thanksgiving first. Until then, let's revert to regular modes of music before I start asking for Here Comes Peter Cottontail before Ash Wednesday even comes.
We now resume to our regularly scheduled programming.
Well, for the first time in, eons, we'll be bringing in a Catholic Lost 45. This one comes out of the St. Gregory Hymnal and Catholic Choir book. And this is a model of how the modern responsory probably should have been formed, yet very few composers have accomplished. But first, here come them jungle screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, Jungle Screechers. Well, let's take a look at our feast for the 31st week of Ordinary Time, or the 23rd week after Pentecost, depending on which form of liturgy you celebrate most. It's going to be pretty much another dead week in terms of feasts, but we do have some in store for you. Well, let's see. Monday, November 5th, Tuesday, November 6th, Wednesday, November 7th, in both forms, Ferrier. Thursday, November 8th, in the extraordinary form, the commemoration of the four crowned martyrs. And in the ordinary form, Feria. Friday, November 9th, in both forms, the dedication of the Basilica of St. John Lateran in Rome. In the ordinary form, it's called a feast. In the extraordinary form, second class. By the way, the extraordinary form also adds a commemoration of a martyr named St. Theodore. Saturday, November 10th, in the extraordinary form, St. Andrew Evelino, third class, as well as a commemoration of Saints Tryphon, Respicius, and Nympha. In the ordinary form, Pope St. Leo the Great, which is a memorial, and that is also the parochial patron of the church where I'll be once again playing for the extraordinary form of the Mass on November 18th at 5 p.m. Finally, Sunday, November 11th, in the extraordinary form, 24th Sunday after Pentecost, and in the ordinary form, 32nd Sunday of Ordinary Time. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints.
Time for another session of...
In What We Have Done, and In What We're Going to Do.
Well, today we have In What We Have Done, and In What We're Going to Do, and even In What We Are Supposed to Do. Well, anyways, let's start with All Saints.
What We Have Done.
We're not even going to go there as to what happened on All Saints Day. However, a lot of the music you're hearing in the background in scattered instances in today's show is a lot of impromptu filler music that every now and then is required of the organist. Well, this time it was my turn to provide all the impromptu filler music, and there was a whole bunch of it. So I just kind of scattered it in there as background. Now it's nice and soft and whatnot. We will tell you that the entrance hymn was supposed to be For All the Saints, but an entrance hymn didn't quite happen. Here's the stuff that did happen that day. The offertory was God We Praise You, text by Christopher Idle, tune Nettleton, which is early American. And here was the hymn for communion.
there you go, you just heard. Remember, Lord, thy servants. Beatitudes-based responsory, written by yours truly. And now, here is our recessional hymn. And there you just heard, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones, text by John A. Riley, set to the tune Lasst uns erfreuen, from Cologne, Germany, 1623, dates back that far. Now let's look at
what we have done
for the 31st Sunday of Ordinary Time. Our opening hymn, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. The Gloria, of course, was Mass 8. Now here's the responsorial psalm for the day. This is another original.
My King and my God.
And there you go. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God, along with Psalm 145. And that was a setting written by yours truly. The Alleluia for the day was by Gregory Murray, and using Psalm Tone 8 for the verse. And now here's our offertory. English favorite, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say, text by Horatius Bonar. The tune is Kingsfold, an English folk tune, adapted by Ralph Vaughan Williams. The Mass for the day, for the Liturgy of the Eucharist, Community Mass by Richard Prue, with the Lord's Prayer being chanted in English. Communion was Eat This Bread, which was from Jacques Berthier. And the closing hymn was the Psalm 103-based Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. And now for
what we're going to do
for the 32nd Sunday of Ordinary Time. Opening hymn, we gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. Translated from Dutch by Theodore Baker, the tune is called Kremser, named not after any composer, but the actual arranger of the standard harmony, Edward Kremser. The psalm, Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full, with Psalm 17, and we'll be using the setting by Jeff Ostrowski from the Chabanel Psalm Project. You Satisfy the Hungry Heart will be our offertory. Homer Westendorf's beloved text, with the tune Bicentennial by Robert Kreutz. Communion, My Shepherd is the Lord, with Psalm 23 by Joseph Gillenot. And the closing hymn, Praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore him, based on Psalm 148. And this one is set to Beethoven's Hymn to Joy. The rest of the Mass, it will be the same as the previous week.
We'll be back. Who are the saints? Why do we care? Each one of us needs a hero, but to whom should we look? Maybe a boss, a politician, a sports hero? Sooner or later, we're always disappointed. But the saints don't let us down. We need only look to the many who have gone before us, who've lived lives of great virtue and charity. Those people who've made mistakes and sinned, just like us. From the names of cities, St. Cloud, St. Joseph, to St. Bernard's, the Grateful Dead sang of St. Stephen, and Louis Armstrong had the saints marching in. The saints are all around us. Who could we ask to help us if we're a doctor, a lawyer, a broadcaster, have a fear of public speaking? Who are these men and women called saints? Do you have a favorite saint, a special devotion? Do you have what it takes to be a saint? Well, we've got thousands of examples on how to live our lives, and we'll meet them here at the SaintCast. You can subscribe at saintcast.org. You'll have soundseeing tours, interviews with saint experts, canonization news, books, prayers, and movies about saints. We'll discuss patron saints. We have a Saint Jeopardy quiz each week and fun facts of saints. Who's the patron saint of coffin bearers? The patron saint of headaches? The patron saint of the fear of wasps? So visit the SaintCast. You can subscribe at saintcast.org. That's SaintCast.org, where you'll learn all about the saints and their lives and histories. And perhaps you'll discover that you might have what it takes to be a saint.
Don't do this at church.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
Let's dig deep in the archives.
Catholic Lost 45 presents Miserere Illi Deus by Nicola A. Montani.
Catholic Lost 45!
In the words of those boys from the Monty Python troupe. And now for something totally different. Different this is. Today's Lost 45 is in Latin. And to boot, this one comes from the St. Gregory Hymnal and Catholic Choir Book and is found at number 253. Now, if you're looking at the abridged edition of the St. Gregory Hymnal that GIA sells, you're in the wrong book. This is the original St. Gregory Hymnal and Catholic Choir Book with the 1940 supplements. This hymn, titled Miserere Illi Deus, is actually a hymn for All Souls, and it's written in responsory form. In fact, when Nicola Montani wrote this responsory, it may have been the ideal for responsories yet to come, though very few have accomplished such responsories today. The refrain is metrical and in four parts, yet the melody is accessible for the average congregation in unison. The top note is only a fourth line treble clef D, the normative top note for unison hymn singing. The verses are written in a chant style, not in a psalm tone, but an actual long meter, mode one, chant. Now I have a translation from a Lynn McCaw from a message board called CTN Music, the CTN standing for Catholic Tradition Network. It's a message board dedicated to promoting the traditional Latin Mass, the Mass according to the Roman Missal of 1962. Now, Mr. McCaw indicated to me that the translation may be a bit stilted, but is quite accurate. And this is what we have here. The refrain, Miserere illi Deus, tu Jesu Christe Domine veniam ei concede. Have mercy on him or her, O God, thou Lord Jesus Christ, grant him pardon. Verse 1. Qui regnas in perpetuum, trinus et unus dominus, defuncti huius animam, de inferno tu libera. Thou who rulest forever, trinal and one God, free the soul of this departed from the lower region. Verse 2. Tu vera sancta trinitas, et unus in substantia, defuncti huius animam cum electis agglomera. Thou just Holy Trinity, one in being, gather the soul of this departed with you elect. 3. O pia Dei genitrix, Maria Mater Virginum, intercede piissima, pro hoc defuncto famulo. O loving Mother of God, Mary, Mother of Virgins, intercede, most loving one, for this departed servant. Verse 4. Tu Michael Archangele, continuatis precibus, adesto nunc propitius, pro hoc defuncto famulo. Thou, Michael Archangel, by our constant prayers be present now in kindness for this departed servant. And finally, 5. Inter corus celestium, inter catevas materum, resurgat hic in gloria, orans ad Christi dexteram. Among the heavenly choirs, among the crowds of martyrs, may he or she rise in glory, rejoicing at the right hand of Christ. Now this sounds like it's a prayer for the repose of an individual soul, but could be used to pray for the repose of a collective soul as well, I would guess. I've used it several times at Holy Name when I was there, and I will most likely be using it on November 18th at St. Leo's, as November is traditionally the month of all souls. Without further ado, here is the complete Miserere Illi Deus, performed as a solo by yours truly. Warning, this is nearly 6 minutes long.
Thank you.
now here's some pod-safe music from Paul Lisney. Here's Paul Lisney, Anima Christi, that one is called. And of course, some may be familiar with the Eucharistic prayer, Anima Christi. Well, it's not really the Eucharistic prayer in terms of the liturgy. It's a Eucharistic-themed prayer, I should say. Anima Christi, soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within your wounds, hide me. Separated from you, let me never be. From the evil one, protect me. At the hour of my death, call me. And close to you, bid me. That with your saints, I may be praising you forever and ever. Amen. Paul Lisney,
courtesy of PodSafe, music.podshow.com. And you can check out Paul's site, imagesofheaven.org/index/lisney.html. We'll leave that link in the show notes anyways.
And now, time for the good. The bad. And
the ugly.
Today's episode of the Yay, the Boo, and the Ew, I mean the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, is brought to you by Christ Extra Whitening Toothpaste. Find it on your supermarket shelf next to Aqua Blast and Solgate. Today we have the Mass of the Dead edition of the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. As many of you know, last Friday was All Souls Day. So today's episode will reflect on just that.
The good.
Where do I start? Let's see. There's Miserere Illi Deus in Paradisum, Sub Venite, etc.
The bad.
Let's see again. There's Here I Am, Lord. Be Not Afraid. Eagle's Wings.
The ugly.
Here I Am, Lord. Be Not Afraid. Or Eagle's Wings. Sung by a Vegas crooner. Christos Vincit.
Ego sum priaris Michaelis pagina, et hanc verbo adscripto. I am Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Ask not what your podcast can do for you. Ask what you can do for your podcast.
I know you're thinking, how can you make this podcast better? Well, the best way to make this podcast better, well, first of all, we got to start by casting votes at PodcastAlley.com. You can go directly to PodcastAlley.com, or you can go through the website. There's a link right on the sidebar directly to our podcast in Podcast Alley. You can vote that way. Or you can go through Disciples with Microphones, and you click on Podcast, and then once you get on the sidebar there, there is a link to all podcasts. You can vote for all podcasts on Disciples with Microphones. You won't only be voting for me. You'll be voting for all our friends.
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going For. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week for another lame brain hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere, or maybe a video cast from Christos Vincit TV. All depends on what mood I'm in. In the interim, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Seamus, will you shut that shit off?
That's better.
Unos, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere.
Christos Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and oh yeah, the Christos Vincit Network.
Made on a crappy PC.